Now, when you have a car that's old and burns a quart of oil every week, do you replace that quart of oil with a quart of water? No, you put a quart of oil in there, don't you? So won't you at least do for yourself what you do for your dog and your car? Don't wait till you're sick with 18 diseases on your deathbed and have 3 seconds to live and call me up and say, will your vitamins and minerals do me any good? It's like becoming a believer 3 seconds before you die. God's pretty forgiving, but I mean, you could have had 75 years of a good life, right? So think of nutrition to you as oil for your car. Sure got quiet, Pastor. That's a Russian version. There we go. Okay. Now, what I want you to think of is those 90 essential nutrients. You're going to take that every day just like you put oil in your car. Because we have people we love who come to us, and they have health problems, right? And so we have a secret sauce for each of the 900 different diseases. There's a secret sauce for 900 different diseases. We're going to go through some of them here in a minute. But you want to take that 90 essential nutrients, the 90 for life, we call it, the almighty 90, we call it in church, the almighty 90, and the odds are you won't get those 900 different diseases. It's that simple. It's like putting oil in your car to add 300,000 more miles to the engine's life. You put water in there, you won't get around the block. Okay, so that gives you the basic gist of what's happening here. Now, the first one-third of a pregnancy, be it a fish or a worm or a snail or an elephant or a snake or hummingbird, no matter what it is the most important part. In human beings, it's the first trimester. Our first 3 months of pregnancy is the most important part of our life. This is a moment where we're being formed spiritually, physically, chemically. Everything that God wants us to be happens from the moment that egg and that sperm come together. Okay? We are responsible for that moment. Now, in dogs, we've eliminated every birth defect you can name. In pigs and horses and sheep and cattle and chickens and turkeys, we've eliminated every birth defect you can name, and 10 times that many you can't. In human beings, we still suffer from every one of those birth defects because we don't pay attention to the diets of our little girls and little boys. We let them eat what they want. We don't give them any vitamins and minerals until they get old enough to have their families. They miss two cycles. They miss two periods. They say, oh, we better run to the OBGYN. And then they put you on a prenatal vitamins 2 months late, and the embryo's already damaged. We parents and grandparents have to be responsible. Don't give these kids a Macy's card for Christmas. You give them the almighty 90. You give them the 90 for life. And then when they get old enough to have their own families, there'll never be another child born with a birth defect. Never! Wow. That's God's plan. Wow. Wow. Now, this was a wonderful picture taken with an endoscopic instrument through the cervix of a living baby who was in Life magazine. I think it was 1955. This baby was born normal and perfectly healthy, but this is what a perfect 3-month-old embryo should look like. Every piece of that body, every piece of that physiology, chemistry, and spirit is perfect, but we've got to work hard to make it happen. We just can't run around and do nothing and hope. God gave us responsibility, and it begins before the sperm meets the egg. Well, let's see how good our medical system does with that responsibility. October 2011, that's this year, folks, that's pretty recent. In ranking of newborn deaths, you're talking about live births and first month survivability, were 41 in the world. There's 40 other countries who do better for live births and first month survivability of babies. And we're spending more money for health care than all the nations of the world put together, and we come in 41st. You wouldn't tolerate that in any other industry. Shame on the OBGYNs, and shame on us for not taking the responsibility away from them. They have failed us. We can't keep putting our kids into that system. It's a meat grinder. And it cost everybody terrible, terrible consequences. And Pastor, you know what I'm talking about. When a family has a catastrophic birth defect in their family, totally preventable, what happens to that family for the rest of everybody's years? It's a mess for the rest of everybody's years. It costs you 50 cents a day to prevent it. 1/10 the cost of a cup of Starbucks coffee. And this is what the government's talking about doing with children with birth defects. Will America begin to cull people with Down syndrome? Things like cerebral palsy, cleft palate, heart defects, because it's expensive to take care of these kids. For those of you who don't know what the word cull means, it's an agricultural word where you have, let's say, 100 calves born that year, but there's two of them born cripple. Farmer just culls them, he takes them off to the side, knocks them in the head, throws them in the ditch because they're not worth giving food to because they won't grow up for reproduction or going to market. So he culls them. And that's what happened in Nazi Germany before they started killing the Jews. They started culling people who were retarded and had Down syndrome and cleft palates and all this sort of stuff. They would just take them out, take them off to the bushes and shoot them and dump them in the ditch. So you see what's beginning to happen here. People are thinking wrong. They're always thinking at the end point instead of the beginning point. We can prevent all these things from happening. Nobody should even verbalize it. This is a front page story in the newspaper in the USA Today. God forgive us if it gets to this point. Down syndrome is a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's not genetic. It's called trisomy because instead of having the mama's and the daddy's chromosome, where you're supposed to have two at each number, there's three. In human beings, the three occur at 21. It's called trisomy 21. This just happens to be from a chimpanzee that was induced with a nutritional deficiency. And I'm going to tell you quickly about, how many of you ever heard of Evel Knievel? Raise your hand. I think most of us of that generation have heard of Evel Knievel. Well, his daughter-in-law was one of our associates, and she was diagnosed, or her baby was diagnosed as having Down syndrome 2 months into her pregnancy from the amniocentesis. You know, they went in with a needle and took some fluid, checked the cells out, because she was not quite feeling right, and they did a ultrasound, and they diagnosed through the ultrasound and the amniocentesis, which is almost 100% accurate, said that this baby had Down syndrome. Did she want to have an abortion? She said, no, I really don't want to have an abortion. I'll deal with it. I'm just not going to have an abortion. So she called me. She says, is there anything I can do at this point? And I said, I have no experience with that, but we can try. Let's just try. So I gave her the almighty 90. I gave her the 90 for life. That baby was born perfectly normal. Praise God. Praise God. And so we have options. Now, we're all told eat whole grains is good for us, right?
Yes.
That's not true. You see that unhappy face and that whole grain bread that's organically grown, baked with love in the church? Right now, according to Mayo Clinic, 30% of Americans have celiac disease. In enlightened communities where everybody's trying to do the right thing and eating well, eating whole grains, it's 80% have celiac disease. Now, this changes the lining of your intestines, so it looks like you've been eating poison ivy for salads. Your intestine looks pretty bad, and you cannot absorb nutrients. And as a result, you get all these secondary diseases. This came out in 2009. This was this Mayo Clinic study. This really is wrong. It should read, celiac disease is now diagnosed in 1 out of 100. Not affects, but is now diagnosed in 1 out of 100. Let's see. It occurs now 4 times more than it did 50 years ago. 400% increase in 50 years. A 400% increase in 50 years. This is a physician-caused disease. Celiac disease is a physician-caused disease. What happens is this. In wheat, barley, rye, and oats, those four European grains, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, there's a protein called gluten. When you have celiac disease, you have a gluten intolerance, right? Now, what happens is there's an enzyme in your stomach that's made by your stomach called pepsin. And pepsin is designed to digest proteins of all kinds, including the protein from grains. Well, pepsin only works in a stomach environment that's like battery acid. You all know that we have stomach acid, right? That's a good thing. Stomach acid is not a bad thing. Now, the raw material for your stomach to make stomach acid, there's a cell in your stomach called the chief cells, and their specific function is to make stomach acid. Stomach acid is hydrochloric acid. How many of you heard the stomach acid is hydrochloric acid? I mean, it's like battery acid, right? It's heavy duty. Well, the raw material to make stomach acid is salt. Hydrochloric acid is made from sodium chloride. What's the first thing a doctor tells a black person? Don't use salt! Now, what did Jesus say? Go forth and be as? I'm going with Jesus. I'm going with Jesus. I'm not going with that doctor. And you'll see why in a minute. When people with celiac eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats, this triggers an attack which damages the small intestine and causes abdominal pain, causes diarrhea and constipation, anemia, infertility, asthma, chronic bronchitis, things like dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, low thyroid, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, lupus. And I see people with 25 diseases. They're going to 8 specialists. And I know you've seen people like that. You say, my God, they must have the worst gene pool in the whole world. No, they just have celiac disease and they can't absorb nutrients from their food. You get them on a gluten-free diet, make them salt their food. We have an enzyme called Ultimate Enzyme that has stomach acid in it. And suddenly now, with the Almighty 90 and the 90 for life, it all goes away. 25 diseases go away in 90 days. Praise God. You see, I'd rather do the God thing than the doctor thing. Now, this little baby here is a nephew of one of our associates. This little UC, he's 3 months old there.